Welcome back, folks. We've been visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications with G&O Inc. And Matt, we have some special guests joining us.
We do. We've got two parish councilmen from Plaquemines Parish, Chris Schultz and Ronnie Newsom, and they're going to be here to talk about some incredible projects that are happening just right down the road.
Well, Chris and Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us today. A lot of exciting, really exciting things happening in Plaquemines Parish. I know Adventure Global and Gulfstream LNG. Let's talk about that first and what's the latest on those projects.
Well, thank you, Noel. This is Ronnie. Thank you and Matt for inviting us so we can talk about Plaquemines and Plaquemines Port. So Venture Global, I don't know when's the last time, it's a unbelievable project going on down there. It's at the time when it first started, it was the largest construction project I heard in the world. Now, I hadn't been traveling the world, so I don't know, but it was a huge project. We call it Inside the Wall, was about a $20 billion project that went on, and they are in plans. Permitting is going on for actually a phase three, so which it was announced. I know we had Donald Trump's Secretary of Energy came down and announced a phase three expansion of another $20 billion project. So a lot of good things going on down there, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, wasn't it one of the largest projects in the history of the state of Louisiana or something like that?
It's the largest privately financed project in the history of the world.
Right there in Plaquemines. And then Gulfstream LNG, I'm not as familiar with this project. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is Chris. It's a smaller project, but and it's not on any port or parish property, but it is a private investment property coming. It's a smaller LNG, and we're just looking to expand our footprint in the port district, LNG, and bring projects to Plaquemines in the area.
Yeah. What stage of that project do we find ourselves in at the present time?
They're still going through their FERC permitting process and everything, but we've met with the owner of the company two or three times. They had a town hall a couple months ago where we talked to them again, and they're just moving forward through the FERC permitting process.
Yeah. Back to Venture Global for a moment, if you don't mind, guys. I believe they started on phase two. Where are they with phase two?
So, yeah, no, phase one and two is, what we call Inside the Wall. They are just about finished those projects. You know, they're wrapping up. I think they should definitely be finished by the end of the year with phase one and phase two. And that's when, phase three will start. They're going to put another wall around it and start with that project. So they should be wrapping up phase one and phase two by the end of the year.
So in the end, total commitment, Matt, do we know what that is? Or guys, do we know, what that total commitment is by Venture Global? I mean, it's got to be approaching $50 billion before it's all said and done.
It's a big number. I'm going to have to add it up because it was announced in phases. You know, it's like 18 here, 20 there. So let me get the abacus out, and we'll get the answer shortly.
Yeah, and the next phase also was originally supposed to be about $18 billion, but they keep coming back and talking about adding more. So at this point, I think it's over 20 total. But like you said, it's probably closer to 50 between all the phases at this point.
Ronnie, Chris, you guys have been down there for a long time. Did you ever think that Plaquemines would have the largest privately developed project in the world in Plaquemines Parish?
I'm a little bit older than Chris, and I'm one of the old fellas. No. It's like I said, I know the folks passing through Plaquemines going down to the southern end of Parish and doing the fishing and stuff like that. Everybody calls and how they amazed at the the extent of the project. You know, it's both sides of Highway 23. They got a dock that just this week they had three berths, three ships there loading LNG and where they're going. I don't know where it's going. I'm sure it's going overseas or something, but they're loading three ships, so not every day they don't load that, but there's a lot of activity there.
Guys, tax consequences for the parish, obviously it has to help with the revenue when you talk about the employment and everything else. I mean, y'all got to feel pretty good about that, right?
Yeah, so when it comes to the property taxes, they did get ITEP when they started. So, but the sales tax that's brought in over the last, since 2021, for the parish alone, which we only have a 1 cent sales tax, brought in $100 million. We have a fire department 1 cent sales tax, brought in $100 million. And the school board has 2.5, so we estimate they brought in $250 million since probably 2020-2021 range.
Wow.
And also,
that helped.
Yeah. Those sales tax also, the state gets a portion of that. They're probably, their stuff was probably in the $400 million range. That went straight to the coffers of the state. So it was a huge win-win for a lot of different agencies.
Well, and that helps with, maintaining and doing new infrastructure, which has always been a challenge for even well-funded parishes to continue that forward. And I know that Plaquemines had a desire. In fact, right now y'all are doing work on Peters Road, I believe. So talk to us about that work and where y'all are on that project.
So, yeah, that's been a project on the books for decades. I mean, I'm almost 40. I can remember as a teenager kid growing up, it's been on the books and got paused. The port got a grant to basically re-engineer the Peters Road Bridge down to the same height as the Belchase Bridge. And we're moving forward. Our state rep, state senator, has been pushing that bridge because that will alleviate some of the traffic and a lot of other infrastructure projects that the port's taken on, water booster station, double feed lines, stuff like that, all basically with revenue brought in through Venture Global and stuff like that. And we're doing water tower repairs for the parish with some money that was brought in. So it's just a whole bunch of infrastructure projects going on throughout Plaquemines, both parish and port side.
Absolutely. You guys have had some extraordinary expenditures with saltwater intrusion, so many different things that, myself growing up, I fished in Plaquemines down in Burris forever and a day, and a lot of new challenges there. I mean, it really highlights the importance of economic development and creating new tax revenue streams, because you're not able to fund and finance these improvements without it. And y'all are like, right now, y'all are the poster child for this, quite frankly. And the same thing along the lines with the port. I mean, for a long, long time, the port was almost I don't mean this in a critical way, but like a dormant entity, and now it's taken on a whole new flavor, right?
Yeah, so on the parish side, we have an economic development director that she's always out working her tail off, trying to bring projects here. But on the port side, we like you said, we've kind of operated in a bubble. We're trying to change that, work with other ports, Port Nola, Port South Louisiana, St. Bernard, just different LED, just different agencies to work together as a port, as a parish, as a region, GNO Inc., as a state, all that together, just kind of work together and change the perception of Plaquemines Parish.
Yeah. How big is the port facility now? I mean, it's pretty big from what I recall.
Our port district, runs from the, we call it the head of the passes all the way up through Plaquemines, which I want to say, don't quote me, I don't know, it's probably 80 miles, which is the port district in the Mississippi River, and this is just back to the river. We are, as we talk about partnering with all these folks and listening and working together, and to develop the port system in Louisiana forever. And look, I'm going to give a credit to someone, but we need to work together with the port system, with all the five, you know, what calls the five deep water ports down and we've got together, and I'll give the credit to Mr. Joe Toomey. He's really done some work getting all these, and you know, Newell, when
has.
You get agencies together to talk and communicate and work together, that's a hard job to do. So hats off to Joe, because he's been doing that, and we've been meeting and talking, and look, we got to get to the point with all the ports to where we can work together, because right now we're getting our butts kicked by these other areas, and Louisiana's losing out, and we really need to move that forward and try to get to where we work together and do things where we all, how do you say, we all rowing a boat the same, pulling a rope with together. It makes Louisiana better.
You know, I talked to Joe the other day, guys, and he was so proud of, you know, you guys, the port, and all the port directors kind of putting everything aside and coming together. And of all the things that Joe Toomey's accomplished in his life, I really believe that, you know, what he's done here, you know, he never takes the credit for himself. He's always sharing it. He's just a humble man. You know that. And he's a true gentleman in so many different ways. But he absolutely, I've never seen someone just so excited about the ports coming together and what he envisions about the gains that can be made by this. It's just really exciting to see, to hear him talk about it. And it's really heartwarming for folks like myself that have been around a long time to see the ports come together and think about the greater good instead of the individual, right? And I think there's going to be a huge payoff for everybody in the growth of these port facilities, especially the deep water ports in Southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, perfect example of what Joe has accomplished is, I mean, look at Hyundai Steel up in Port South Louisiana, Baton Rouge. It was joint partnership based on the land, who could do what, and I mean, look at what that's doing for that region and the state. So I mean, with us working together with St. Bernard, Port Nola, I mean, I think we can accomplish a lot of things.
No, absolutely. Guys, I know there's been a lot of talk. This is something not as positive as the topics that we've been talking about, the Belchase Bridge. Where are we on that? And did I hear the other day that some of the on-ramp, off-ramp is still sinking? Is that true?
So, based on what I know right now, the latest is, I mean, we have a couple lawsuits and nothing. I mean, those are going through the courts. As for the ramps, they're still sinking some. I don't know to what extent, but they're outside DOTD's variances and stuff like that. So they're working on that. I don't know exactly the details with that, but yes, they are still working on that some. And like I said, with the lawsuits and everything, I think the tolls are on pause indefinitely.
Yeah, the governor has suspended all tolls, so.
And what are y'all hearing? I mean, is that something I'm sure y'all would like for that to be permanent, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously we would like that to be permanent, but you never know with the legal system what's going to happen. I think there's three different lawsuits out there,
yes.
One by the government, one and one class action, or maybe two class actions. So, I mean, you never know with the legal system.
Yeah. Guys, we're obviously in the midst of hurricane season, what's the state of the state for you guys? I know y'all do a lot of tabletop stuff and talking and looking at levee systems. General sense.
You know, Plaquemines Parish, we're surrounded by, I think we got the most levees in the whole state, so we got a lot of levees here. We have, you know, through the parish side, we have definitely have table talks with our emergency response, Mr. Patrick Harvey, through the president's office, President Hinckley. Regular conversations about that. You know, we talk and we're developing. We have levees. We are checking levees weekly to make sure they're in good shape, and they are. You know, we have the NOV project. That's the New Orleans to Venice levee system, which is ongoing. It's not complete. but it's still ongoing through our coastal directors handles all of that stuff. So we feel we're in very good shape, better shape than probably we ever been with levees and Plaquemines, but we're doing good.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about these incredibly exciting projects going on in Plaquemines Parish. Congratulations to all of y'all. I know it's a lot of hard work to make all of this happen, and there's even more to come, and we're excited about that as well. So congratulations to all of y'all.
Again, thank you, Newell, and I would like to thank Matt also for inviting us and we're telling our story. Anytime, reach out, and we'll be happy to come on it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time and the insight. We'll be right back, folks, with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications with GNO Inc. When we return, stay with us.